This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, a thumbs up used to mean all good. A smiley face used to mean you were smiling. But somewhere along the way, emojis got complicated. What if that friendly little symbol you're sending is actually being read as sarcastic, rude, or even cringeworthy? Well, from generational divides to digital in-jokes, emojis have become one of the most confusing ways we communicate. And what you think is clear might actually be totally misread.
Gender, sexuality, and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarne doesn't know. And if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Good afternoon, Lauren Rosewarne.
Hello, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the thumbs up emoji. I hate it. Some people still see it as friendly and efficient. I see it as passive aggressive. What's going on?
Yeah, it's one of those ones where some people are using it just as an acknowledgement, right? I've read your text or I've seen your email. Or
I can't be bothered replying.
Yeah, and I don't want to put it in. Like, my mum really, really hates the thumbs up emoji because she feels like it's an impolite way to end an exchange. Mm. But my mum kind of doesn't also get, though, that you can just stop either. So I can see from the other person's perspective, this could just be going all night. So yes, you might offend her, but you have to shut this down. For some people, though, it is being read as passive aggressive. And there's an element there of, subtle hostility, perhaps, that it's a little bit facetious, maybe. And that's, again, going to be a generational difference in interpretation.
Is there any emoji that's more misunderstood than the slightly smiling face? I used to have someone send me the face, and I knew he was upset because he'd send me the face and it had just a line as the smile.
Yeah, so there's degrees. There is the straight line.
The straight line.
Yeah, but there's also a sort of half, it's not a full arc, but it's a sort of slight dip in terms of it looks a little like a smile. Then there's the proper smile, and it's that one that's the sort of middle ground where people don't know how to interpret it. Is that just, this is why in that context I'd prefer the straight line, because it shows I'm not impressed. Whereas if I give any indication that I'm half smiling, that's a kind, it's too, we're overthinking them. But there is this perception that, am I being interpreted correctly? Which is the whole point that these were created in Japan in the first place, was to try and add some emotion to text-based communication, because there was an understanding that all the tone and the nuance gets lost. I often use the winky face because I'm very sarcastic. And for me, I kind of feel I have to make
that. I like that one.
Well, I feel I have to do it because otherwise the rest of the text just sounds like I'm being a not nice person. But when I read this research, they're also suggesting, though, that some people are interpreting that as flirtatious. And that is never how I've ever used it. And now I'm really second guessing the many, many times I have used that emoji.
Well, I suppose we used to think emojis were universal, didn't we? And you mentioned your mum before. Do you reckon age is playing a huge role in how they're interpreted?
Well, there's definitely the people who grew up using them, and now we've got a full generation who've come of age where they've only known a world of emojis. Then there are going to be people who it's still very new, even if we're a couple of decades in. Then there'll be people who have a mix of kind of, it feels old, but we also remember a life beforehand. And the weird part of this story is all those generations are often now in the workplace together. And that's creating this dynamic where there's perception of, do we need to be extra careful? Is this a level of sensitivity that we need to be mindful of? There is also those cultural contexts. Some research in the conversation talks about the prayer hands, which it's, again, emojis came from Japan. Yeah, well, in Japan, that means thank you or please. Whereas they've got a variety of religious connotations in Western culture. I use that when I'm being facetious and making some kind of, again, though, it depends on the context, and it's only with a certain group of friends where that will have certain meaning. And that's something else the research points to as well. You've got to know your audience.
What do you reckon of emojis? 0427569949. Nina in Fitzroy says, I stopped using, you know, the crying one when my teenage son told me it was for boomers.
I must say I've never embraced it, but I think that's because it's too emotional for me.
And I do just you ever feel, laugh
when
like
am
that?
I laughing like that? Well, this is not me. This is too, you know, expressive for my taste.
Another one, thumbs up equals instant anxiety. I agree.
Well, this is certainly what the research is suggesting. The younger you are, the more likely you're interpreting that as something to be worried about. It makes me think of when you hear people say, if you get called, it's generally something that will happen to someone male presenting, that champ, right, when someone calls you champ,
oh, yes.
Where in some context it's going, I'm going to bash you if you call me that, versus some people who see it as friendly. And it's very culturally, you know, whereas, yeah, there are people who just see that as so thoroughly insulting. I used to work with a man who never bothered learning anyone's name. So everyone to him was mate. Right?
Oh.
And there was a generational divide between people who liked it and the younger people who are like, nah, this isn't good. Whatever is going on with you mating, you know, using that word on everyone doesn't feel good.
Grayson Thornbury says, I won't touch the eggplant for obvious reasons. Now, Gen Z has basically cancelled the laughing, crying emoji. I didn't realise this. And replaced it with the skull. I mean, that sounds like I'm going to poison you or something. I don't know.
And I've actually never received the skull, which makes me feel like I'm not hanging around with enough Gen, because students, which is my sort of main source of Gen Z, it'd be weird if they were messaging me with the skull. But the skull is apparently meaning I'm dead. Which is Gen Z speak for, that's so funny, it's made me funny to the point I'm dead. Yeah.
I don't know, if someone sent that to me, I'd be, what, do I need to watch what I eat? Are you poisoning me?
Or is it is this a threat?
A threat?
Are you making me a special beef Wellington? What's going on there? But I think you could also sort of see I'm dead as kind of like slayed in that, you know, to the point where this is such a devastating or hilariously devastating comment, I'm dead. Either way, it's not natural. If it doesn't feel natural, don't use it, because it feels very dating.
Actually, someone says, this is Liam in St Kilda, says, the skull cracks me up, but I'm scared to use it at work. I wouldn't use it. I don't think I'd ever send that one to anyone.
No, I can't think of a context. It feels threatening. Again, we're dating, you know, aging ourselves, but for me, it doesn't feel like it's connected to humour.
Alice sent, you know, that sort of semi-smiling face to my friend once.
Yes.
She thought I was mad at her. There you go.
I think you also, again, if you're looking at it on a small phone or a small display, having to work out, is that big smile or little smile? It's too much work.
I know, I agree. Simo in East St Kilda says, to some people, the thumbs up emoji means stick it up your bum.
Ooh.
I haven't interpreted it that way.
See, that's a phrase my mum, maybe this is what my, I'll have to now talk to her about it, because she actually uses that phrase, stick it up, you know, it feels like a very, I don't know, a boomer phrase. Maybe she sees it that way.
Maybe. Do you think some of the misunderstandings are just part of how, I suppose, language evolves and emojis are evolving into something very confusing that I'm thinking I'm no longer going to use them?
Absolutely, but this is no different to spoken language. You know, as I said, I'm quite sarcastic, and when I teach, I have to be really careful about the tone I use, because I think cultural differences really determine whether something I say is construed as funny or facetious, or actually it sounds like I'm being rude. And I remember a student on some feedback after I had done some teaching made a comment that Lauren seemed quite mean to somebody, which I thought it was quite jarring, because it's really not my personality at all. And I realized it was just a reminder that me making making a sarcastic comment won't necessarily be interpreted by everyone in the room with the same intent. And that's spoken. So I think this is just a reminder as well about that necessity of things that might be okay in certain friendship circles or certain workplaces won't be universally understood, and that sometimes has risks attached.
Marcus says, it's easy to gaslight someone using emojis, so I refuse to use them. I suppose it is in a way, because you could sort of say something nice and then put something at the end to confuse them, and then so they're thinking, well, were they really nice or not, or was it
and
just
key
me?
And gas. Well, exactly. And the key in gaslighting is making someone feel unsure of their interpretations of things. And if you're someone who's conducting an entire relationship disproportionately with emojis, I'm not here to give relationship advice, Warren, but I'm thinking you need to reassess your communications there, because, again, that is open to a lot of interpretation, and passive-aggressive is probably the kindest way to interpret that.
Should we stop using emojis altogether and just update our emoji or just update our emoji etiquette? Do you reckon we need, like, a quick reference guide on the etiquette of emojis?
Look, my whole thing with all communications is just stop and think first, and that's hard for me because my mouth often moves faster than my brain, but that idea of just thinking to yourself, is this appropriate for the context that I'm using? Not with friends. I think friends, we can't be in this cycle of constantly overthinking. There's enough anxiety out there. People are randomly biting their tongues with gay abandon. You can't be having that level of anxiety, but I think there is a sort of a reminder to just think, particularly in professional context, is this the best way to present myself and my ideas?
Couple more messages. The folded hands, are they praying, thanking, or apologizing?
Yeah, all of the, and the answer is all of the above. It's going to depend on the culture that you're in, but also the person who's receiving it. I think, though, and this is some advice from the article, if you're unsure, use a word with it. So
say
it's thanks. Just say thanks with the praying hands or the folded hands. And that's, again, it's just to make sure that you're clear.
Here's another one. I didn't know this. I love the snake, but was told it means backstabber.
Yeah, I know that from, I feel like there was a celebrity beef a couple of years ago, Warren, where one of them, and I don't know which one said it, but they used this snake emoji and apparently all the fans understood, snake in the grass.
Lauren.
So, snakes backstabbing.
I'm not using them anymore. They're out. Gone.
Unless you're being backstabbed.
Unless
in this
I'm,
case,
I'll
go
be sending
for it.
Snakes galore. Lauren. Always good to chat with you. I'm going to send you an emoji soon.
I appreciate it. Talk to you next week, Warren.
See
thanks.
That's Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.